This is the Netgroup Investments Insights Podcast, where one or more of our experts explore a variety of views and insights that investors care about. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to the Retirement Reimagined podcast. I'm Sune de Villiers, Multi-Management Fund Manager.
And I'm Trevor Garvin, Head of Multi-Management.
In today's episode, Trevor and I are discussing a powerful, often overlooked strategy for South Africans in their 50s and beyond, using a tax-free investment account, or TFI for short, to supplement their retirement savings.
That's right. A lot of people think TFIs are mainly for younger investors who have decades ahead of them to grow their money. But actually, if you're in your 50s or your early 60s, a TFI can still be valuable. It can give you more flexibility, potential growth, and tax efficiency. Three things that become even more important the closer you get to retirement.
So let's present a real-life example to put things into perspective. Imagine an investor who was 50 years old back in March 2015. From day one, they committed to maxing out their monthly TFI contributions. Fast forward to today, 10 years later, and that investor would have contributed 70% of their lifetime tax-free allowance, so 350 of their 500,000 rand lifetime limit.
And by the time they turn 64 in 2029, they will have reached the 500,000 lifetime cap. If they simply leave the money invested until they are 75 in 2035, that's 20 years after they started, here's what the numbers show. In a pure equity solution, that TFI could grow to around 3 million rand. And in a traditional high equity solution, the traditional pension fund saving, it might be closer to 2.5 million. That's a 500,000 rand difference, and you get to access all of it tax-free. No income or capital gains tax. That's where a TFI account really shines. And knowing all of that, Sune, when we unpack this a bit, why does a TFI account provide such an advantage here?
Well, Trevor, I think it comes down to three things. Firstly, you have asset allocation freedom. Retirement annuities are bound by Regulation 28, which limits how much you may invest into equities and offshore. However, TFIs don't have that restriction. You can go 100% into equities, local or offshore, if that is the strategy that you want. Secondly, the compounding effect. Even starting at age 50, 15 to 20 years is still a meaningful investment horizon. Historic data shows that equities have outperformed other asset classes over longer periods, and you can still capture that growth. And then lastly, it really is a significant tax break. Normally, growth like this could be eroded by capital gains tax when you sell, but in a TFI, every cent is yours. That becomes more impactful, of course, the larger your investment balance gets. Then there's also the psychological benefit. Many people approaching retirement worry about losing flexibility and may feel locked in or restricted by the retirement annuities or pensions. A TFI gives you an additional pot of money where you can control the underlying investment, and you know you will not be charged any tax when you need to access it, as long as you stick to the annual limit of 36,000 rand and the lifetime limit of 500,000 rand.
Exactly. Another point that is important for investors to consider is life expectancy. If you retire between the ages of 60 to 63, you could live another 20 to 30 years. That's a long time for your money to keep working for you. A TFI invested smartly can help stretch your retirement savings even further.
So if I'm listening to this and I'm already over 50, I would be relieved to learn that it is not too late for me to open a tax-free investment account.
In fact, it can be a great time. Even if you don't reach the 500,000 lifetime limit, every contribution you make adds to that tax-free growth, and whatever fund solution you put it in will still benefit from the power of compound interest.
And of course, it's not about replacing your retirement annuity or pension. It's about supplementing them. So think of it as adding a high-growth engine alongside your more regulated retirement savings.
So here's the takeaway. It's never too late to take advantage of this long-term investment solution. Even if you're starting later in life, a tax-free investment can provide flexibility, growth, and the benefit of tax-free income for when the time to retire comes.
Thank you for joining us on yet another episode of Retirement Reimagined. We hope you enjoyed the content and that you choose strategies to make your retirement more resilient, flexible, and rewarding.
This podcast is for marketing purposes only. The information contained in the podcast or video was for information purposes and does not constitute advice, recommendation, or an offer or solicitation to purchase or sell any funds or strategies to any person in any jurisdiction in which the offer, recommendation, or solicitation to purchase would be unlawful.